Pianist Orly Shaham is in demand around the world for her ability to play music from both the old masters and modern repertoire. She curates a chamber series here in Southern California called Café Ludwig at the Segerstrom Center for the Arts. Tomorrow, Shaham and musicians from the Pacific Symphony join forces for a Café Ludwig concert of music by Bartok, Ligeti, and Brahms. And Shaham's new CD, American Grace, also has a SoCal connection. She recorded with the L.A. Phil at Disney Hall. The album features the work of two contemporary composers, John Adams and Stephen Mackie. It's the first ever recording of Mackie's piano concerto, Stumble to Grace. Shaham tells us she had wanted someone to write a concerto for her for a long time, but she wasn't looking for just any composer.
I really wanted the first match to be a perfect one, kind of an ideal mind meld sort of situation. And when I met Steve Mackie, I heard his violin concerto, Beautiful Passing, which was just so stunningly gorgeous that it really blew me away. And I met him backstage in Aspen at the music festival where he was performing Tuck and Roll, his guitar concerto. And I was just stunned that this composer, who was so skilled and adept at composing for other instruments, could also play the living daylights out of that guitar. I mean, he's such a virtuoso, and I had a really good feeling about that. And I spoke with my husband, David Robertson, who was conducting that concert, and I said, I think Steve's the guy. He's the one I want to ask for a concerto. I have exactly zero compositional talent, so there was very little collaboration in the composition, but there was a little bit of back and forth. Steve would send me what he'd written so far and kind of ask me, how does it feel in the hands? And I was able to say little things like, well, my hand doesn't stretch that far. We'd better cut out a note. There was one place where I said that. I said, I can't reach this chord, so I'd have to kind of roll it. And in the end, he decided he preferred it that way with grace notes. And now it's actually written into the part that way. The very ending of the piece, he actually had two possible endings, a very poetic one and a very bombastic one. And I said, you know, after I just finished playing a triple fugue, I want some serious applause. So he went with the big ending. It was very cool to work with the LA Philharmonic on this recording because they are such recording professionals. I don't think there's any other orchestra in the world that is as at home in front of mics as the LA Phil. And the idea that we would do this live over the course of three concerts, I never once doubted that we'd be able to get everything we needed in those three takes without any extras. It's kind of amazing. Putting John Adams with Steve Mackie is not necessarily obvious. I mean, they are both American composers, and they both have a West Coast and an East Coast component to their lives, although in opposite directions. But they're not of the same generation, and they have a very different language. What made me decide to put them together is that I feel like they're really pushing the boundaries of American piano music that's being written today. One of the reasons I chose John Adams' work is because, to me, China Gates, his seminal piece from the 1970s, is really the first piece of contemporary American piano music. I feel like it ushered in a new era of lyricism and beauty that suddenly came back to piano playing, combined with a very American aesthetic. So there's something that's very much at the forefront with this piece. When I thought of putting Adams and Mackie together, my first reaction was, hallelujah, because I get to put on Hallelujah Junction, which is really one of my absolute favorite pieces. It's such a powerful work. It's so explosive and filled with joy, exuberance, really, and very, very difficult. and very, very difficult to put together. So when I was dreaming this up, I thought, well, who's my ideal partner for a piece like this? And it was the pianist, John Kimura Parker, Jackie Parker, because he's got the chops, he's got the attitude, he's got the brains to be able to just make a piece like that soar. And I couldn't believe it when it turned out he was actually free on the very few dates that were available for recording. And he learned the piece very quickly for the recording. I'm just beyond thrilled with that performance. Recording is very different than performing. There's a sense of technical perfection that you want to attain. And it's not that you don't want to attain that at the moment of a performance, but at the moment of a performance, it's secondary. Communicating the piece is primary. At the moment of a recording, they somehow coexist in the same place. That's very tricky. That's one of the reasons I really wanted to record this concerto live, was so that this feeling of just worrying about getting technical perfection wouldn't overwhelm the power of the music and the drama of the music. I really love live recordings precisely for that reason. They still have that excitement, that energy that the musicians draw from the audience and vice versa. I mean, that connection is so important. And this way, even though it's a recording and you might be listening at home, you can be part of that live experience.
Pianist Orly Shaham. Her new album, American Grace, is out now. It has the new concerto from Stephen Mackie, recorded with the LA Phil at Disney Hall, plus compositions by John Adams. And you can see Shaham tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Segerstrom Center for the Arts, when she'll perform a program called Brahms, Bartok, and Beyond, with members of the Pacific Symphony, part of the Café Ludwig series. That's the series that Shaham curates in Costa Mesa. And you can go to pacificsymphony.org for tickets.